Smith smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. Smacked the taste off that nigga mouth. Chris Rock can't even know what he got smacked about. Might keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Will Smith smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. Smack the taste out that nigga mouth. Chris Rock ain't even know what he got smacked about. Like keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. First things first, man. Shout out to Will, man. While I'm at it, rest in peace, Uncle Phil, man. You gotta stand up for your wife like a real man. I'm really starting to understand how you feel, man. Hey, Will walked up on stage like, hold on. A second later, Chris Rock getting stoned on. I know you about to get shh when you go home. Man, that nigga Chris Rock can't even go home.
Alrighty. Hello.
Hey.
So it's been a while, obviously.
Yes, it has.
You heard the intro. The slap heard around the world. Slapgate. The Oscars happened. Neither one of us watched it. But when that particular incident occurred, apparently a lot of people started tuning in after that.
Yep.
We did not. I haven't watched the Oscars in a very long time, if ever. I don't know that the Oscars is ever interesting to me. I think maybe like my mom would watch the Oscars and like I would casually happen to, you know, ask her a question and then I'd see she was watching it. She'd be like, oh, this is the Oscars, so and so won. Oh, amazing. Okay, anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not interesting, but the viewer ratings went up after Will slapped Chris Rock.
And like negativity to bring people in.
It's not even so much the negativity, well, it is a negative occurrence, obviously.
Or I guess I should say nothing like controversy.
Yes, that is the word.
That was the word I was looking for.
Controversy is always interesting, and you know it's usually boring? The Oscars. Nobody's like, man, the Oscars are so interesting. They're always a great entertaining, you know, it's always entertaining. Nobody ever says that. People are mostly like, oh, I want to see who won. And maybe there are some performances, I guess, that people might tune in for. I just saw that Billie Eilish apparently performed, but I don't have to watch the Oscars in order to watch her performance. That's what YouTube is for.
Yeah.
And guess where I also saw the scene of Chris Rock getting slapped? On YouTube. And I also saw it on Twitter and on Instagram. But the full uncensored version I saw through Twitter, which, did it take me to YouTube? I can't remember. But, so Will
probably took you to YouTube.
Yeah, so Will snapped. And, from my perspective, it was something that was out of character for him. I don't know if you that's your perspective or not. But, that was my perspective. I mean, Will's not really necessarily known, like, in real life as a person who's just out here laying hands on people. And what I found interesting is that some people are behaving as though Willard is going to be canceled as a result of this, or like his career is gonna end and be like, oh, he's gonna be canceled now. I think it's mostly the Caucasians that are saying this. and, you know, some black folks feel like he's done bad representation for the community. And, like, really? Is that what is happening? Brian?
Well, you know, like you said, it is controversial, and a lot of people have, well, at least based off of social media,
mm-hmm.
people have different, you know, takes on the whole situation. So I think you know a little bit more about the different takes that are out there than me.
Yeah, I've seen a whole lot of different takes. For some reason, like most people at first thought that it was staged, and I thought the same thing, because since when does Will slap people, especially in public? And I was watching a video, it was Dylan is in trouble. He's a content creator, and he also went to film school, at least what he thought was a film school, and the school actually closed down, like, completely for some reason. So the school he went to no longer exists. But in any case, he went to school to study film, basically. And he explained that one thing that gives away the fact that it's not staged is the cursing. Because Chris Rock said, oh, I said, what did he say? He said, Will Smith just slapped the ish out of me. And then when Will was back in his seat, he's like, keep my wife's name out your mother effing mouth.
As you heard.
Yes, as you heard.
From the song.
He said it twice. The first time, Chris was like, okay. And then he said it again, a second time for emphasis, I guess, to make sure that he was heard. Keep my wife's name out of your mother effing mouth. And he was upset. You could see it in his face. And Chris was like, okay, I will. It was kind of just like a don't slap me again, please, type of tone in his voice. Like, please don't hit me again. Not that Will was going to do that. But, you know, everybody hates Chris. That came to mind when that happened.
Yeah, that came across a lot in minds.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I personally don't have anything against Chris. Christopher. I don't know if that's his full name. You know if that's actually his full name or if he's. Because most people named Chris are not just Chris. You know? Their name is usually Christopher. Right? And Will is short for Willard. Some people, we thought it was William, but it's actually Willard, which is really interesting choice of name. But, so some people feel like that slap was, I guess, completely out of nowhere. And from an outsider's perspective, it may be that way. But if you've actually been paying attention to what has been going on with the Smith family and not just being a part of the fodder that's being thrown at them and just making jokes, Will's probably just upset and just done and over all of the jokes. And like we just watched, since we're patrons of Kevon Stage, and also Angel, we're, and you know, part of Angel's Patreon. Will was basically, even though it looked like he was slapping Chris Rock, he was probably trying to slap every naysayer and Jokey McJokerson that's been saying crazy things about him and his wife, especially his wife, for the past few years now. Especially since the August Alsina thing happened. August blew up their spot, and it's just, it feels like it keeps getting blown up since then. And I feel like Jada's been very heavily criticized even more so than Will. Like, people have been saying things about Will, like, haha, he let his wife do whatever, and they have an open marriage, and we didn't know that, and the people that still aren't aware of that fact keep making the jokes based off of, like, ignorance. It's not as if Will didn't know that Jada and August were doing the tango. He knew. It's just that August told the world, which he wasn't supposed to do. And so then their relationship came under scrutiny, more specifically Jada. Men started basically being disrespectful about her in their relationship. And people are making jokes. Well, he didn't slap August. Well, why would he? There was an agreed upon situation within their marriage. So that is not the same thing. Right. But I mean, if he could slap you ridiculous people, he would. But y'all haven't been saying crazy stuff directly to his face. Chris Rock did, especially about his wife. So he's like, you know what? I don't think he planned to slap Chris. You know, I don't know that that was necessarily his plan. Like what Angel said, he got up out of his seat. He took several steps before he got to Chris. Like, he had a little bit of time to maybe think about, okay, so what am I going to do here? You know, it was a few seconds. You know, it's not like he took two steps and was right there. For all we know, maybe he was thinking he was just gonna, you know, get in his face and say, don't you talk about my wife like that, or whatever. But when it ended up coming out, was a slap to the face.
Or he could have known once he looked at his wife, and he could have made that decision right now. Oh, I'm gonna slap this person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this Negro. Mm-hmm. It could have been what he was thinking when he got up. And people were confused because before Will got up and out of his seat to go and slap Christopher, he was laughing at the joke. Right? And I'm sure it was a pity laugh / uncomfortable, you know, type of this is what I'm supposed to do type thing, you know, because we're at the Oscars, I'm in public, what else am I supposed to do? But then he saw Jada's face, and that situation changed. And Lupita, the way the camera was angled, Lupita was sitting cat a corner behind Will. So her reaction was pretty, I feel like it was front similar. Yeah. Yes, it was front, it was right there. And her reaction was probably the audience reaction in general. Like, oh, oh. Like, it was, oh, oh, oh. You know, a lot of like, oh, oh, oh. Okay. Oh. Well, I don't know about
something
that.
Like, I mean, it was like that, definitely like that deer in headlights type of.
Like, oh, so he's serious. This isn't staged. Okay. This is actually happening in real life. Like, it's real, real. Like, Lupita, if you were unsure, if you were looking at her face, you could pretty much confirm Will's face when he was yelling at Chris. Like, this is likely real. But people still had a very hard time believing that it was the truth. Right? And at first, I did too. I understand. You know? I understand. And it wasn't the best choice. I mean, people are like, violence is not the answer. And I'm just like, well, it's not a good answer, but sometimes it is the answer to certain situations. It doesn't mean it's the right one. Not saying it is the right answer. Chris is not pressing charges, because why would he? I mean, it was a slap. It wasn't a brawl. Like, if Will, like, beat the dog stuffing out of him on stage, you know, and pummeled him and blackened his eye and broke his nose, then yeah, sure, I could see it. But it was just a slap. And apparently Will apologized later on Instagram, probably once he got home. He probably had, you know, he went to bed, probably had some breakfast, had some time to think about it. You know, Jada was probably like, Willard? Now, I know, you know, they probably had a discussion, you know, possibly someone talked to him. Denzel, who apparently that's how you pronounce his name. It's not Denzel, it's Denzel. Denzel Washington had a chat with Will. And apparently he actually said something to the effect of, the higher, like, the more famous you are, the more the devil tries to bring you down, or something to that effect. So basically, what?
The devil tries to bring you down no matter how, what your height is.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. That is true.
You got haters when you broke, and you have haters when you're rich.
Yes.
And I don't think the devil is fighting any harder. You just got more people that got your name in your mouth. But, you know, hate is hate.
Yeah. Like I said, I was heavily paraphrasing. But that is true, though, that, you know, I guess the devil has a different strategy once you have reached that level, right? Because when you're poor, the devil gets you in different ways. Like, I mean, being poor in and of itself is, you know, a struggle. And then it's just, you know, different types of ammo are lobbed at you. If you don't have, because if you are wealthy, what really is there to trouble you, you know, besides, you know, things that revolve around your self-image from the perspective of the outside world, right? Because he is not just rich, he's famous, right? Fame is, like, I think we talked about this earlier, right? Like, fame is not something that, personally, I wouldn't want. Like, his fame is harmful, right? Yes. It's quite harmful.
As we said, we would be much rather be rich and not famous than rich and famous.
Yes. And you can be famous and still be broke. Or you could be infamous and still be broke.
Yeah, both. I mean, you can be famous and broke, too.
That's what I just said.
Well, you said, yeah.
You can be famous or infamous and still be broke.
Right, right, right. Yeah, unfortunately, that's what happens to a lot of former athletes.
Yes, mismanaged funds. But athletes aren't necessarily famous, right? There are some athletes that are famous, like Kobe being one of them, one of the most famous. LeBron is famous. What other team who are their other team members, Brian?
Well, I mean, if you want to talk, I guess,
because they're still getting, like, money.
A-list famous, or B-list, or C-list.
Yes, but if you're talking sports, like, the other players are, if you don't follow sports, they might as well be F-list. Because Who the F are they? They are non-existent.
Well, I mean, but
but they're still getting paid. Like that's my point. Thing,
like,
what's the same thing?
If you're not, let's say you're not really into movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone that's a big movie star, that if you're not really into movies, you might not know about that person.
No, but so that's the thing about fame. That's the thing about fame. Nobody has to know anything about your profession, but they still know who you are. That is what famous is.
You mean like A-list?
Like A-list famous, truly famous.
Yeah.
Like if you are A-list, nobody has to know anything about what you do, and they still know who you are. I don't know much about basketball. I don't follow it, but I still know who LeBron is. Couldn't tell you the position that he plays. Cannot tell you any of his stats. Cannot tell you that at all. I know Cleveland was pissed when he left. I know that much. You know, there are other people that have been on his team. Haven't heard a thing about them, but they're still getting paid, aren't they? But they ain't famous, and that's fine. So that is, you know, that is the thing, right? Once people find out who you are, you're under that microscope. And Will has been under a microscope, especially with this new age. Because Will and Jada came up in a time when social media was not even a thing for celebrities, right? You basically had a better chance living your life without the scrutiny. Like, sure, there'd be paparazzi and they might catch pictures or whatever, but it would take a lot more effort and a lot more digging to find out what celebrities were doing in their personal lives. But then now, they've been in the industry so long, and they've also, you know, I guess made this resurgence in an age where now there is social media. So, and they're also, they've tried to utilize it to their best advantage, right? Like, especially, like, both Will and Jada, when they came on the scene, it's like they were already experts on Instagram. They didn't come in like newbies, right? Like, some celebrities, they use Instagram, and it's like, you can tell that they're not utilizing it as the marketing tool that it is. It's just like, oh, I'm just here on Instagram. I'm just gonna post these cute pictures.
Well, obviously they have social media managers.
Not all celebrities do. That's the thing. So a lot of celebrities will manage their own Instagrams.
Tell me you think that Will and Jada both don't have social media managers?
I think two things can be true. I think they might have social media managers that have helped them, but they also use their own stuff at the same time. Like, they use their own accounts. Like, and you can tell, like, if you've seen in the comment section, Will has actually been in the comment section of his Instagram. Like, I've seen him respond to people sometimes, especially when that entanglement stuff came out. And some people made comments. He's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
You know, like, you gonna feel this block.
Yeah.
You know, so what, he has feelings, right? The thing about social media is that the fans who used to be at a distance before social media became a thing can now be literally in your face through social media on Instagram, on Twitter. You know, they're just out there. Now, the smart thing to do if you're a celebrity is to distance yourself, but at the same time, I get the sense that Will and Jada, especially Will, they're a bit more hands-on with their stuff. And Will seemed to be really having fun with it. You know, he would have, like, these fancy reels, and they would be edited. He would get help, I guess, from, people who are more of experts in, like, doing editing in a certain way and stuff.
He does have, like, a production company.
Yes, he does. He does have a production company. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, like, he really doesn't have to do any of this. So,
of course, he doesn't have to. I wonder, I hope that he has passed his social media accounts over to someone else, because that is the smart thing to do. If you are, you know, a celebrity, especially if you're well known and like Kev said, Will Smith is one of those celebrities that he almost has no blemishes, almost nothing that's like egregious as far as his career is concerned. It's not to say that he's never made any missteps, but until this slap on stage at the Oscars, nobody really had major complaints. I mean, people had jokes. I think it's also mostly the Caucasians that are, they're like really offended, like they're hurt or something, or concerned.
We have a new word. The chalk children.
Huh?
The chalk children.
Who on earth came up with that? Who?
Facebook.
Some elderly person on Facebook. That is not a phrase. Facebook does not come up with any trends. They do not. I don't know who. What? That is not a thing.
I like it.
Chalk children?
The chalk children.
That doesn't really have a ring to it. I don't know.
I spit out my water.
When you Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't quite mean to me.
Yeah. I mean, my thing about this whole thing is that I just kind of feel like it's a distraction, because like, well, one thing.
What is it a distraction from?
Like stuff that's important. Like, I mean, for one thing, what goes on in other people's lives has nothing to do with me.
I mean, that it was a very public situation. That's the thing. It was on the Oscar stage. This didn't happen behind closed doors in the privacy of anything.
Right, but at the same time, that's why a lot of times I try to curate, like what I, you know, what comes in.
Mm-hmm.
To my space, mm-hmm. You know, because stuff like, and who knows what goes on in those people's lives. All that we really know is what's out there in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And
also what has come out of their mouths, and yeah. or in Willard's case, but his book.
But who knows? It's not like we're actually there living their life, knowing what actually is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have our own lives to live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like more important stuff kind of like happening in the world and stuff like that. So sometimes I just like people like get caught up in other people's lives, and it takes.
You mean
such
the
a,
celebrity lives?
Yeah, generous celebrity lives. Yeah, and it's like, I mean, we have so many other things that we should really be putting our focus on, and a lot. And instead of allowing like social media to like dictate our lives and everything.
Yeah, but some important things happen on social media. We find out about important things that need attention on social media. Social media also helps with activism as well. Knowing when black people are doing wrong.
Right, that's true. I'm not saying get rid of social media per se, but at the same time, it's like, okay, this happened, and then for the next however many long, people are going to be like saying all kinds of stuff about this.
Yeah, but and there are like, also other
well,
things.
Well, you're not married, like, hmm? You know, you're not in their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the only people that really know what's going on between them is Will and Jada.
Yeah.
You know? And there's all these, like, opinions and stuff. So, I mean, and then there's a, like, because you kind of alluded to it earlier, but there is a class interest here as well. Like,
a class
like,
interest?
They got money. Regular people, they ain't got money like that.
Yeah, so they would have fought longer on stage, and there wouldn't have just been a slap.
They wouldn't even been there.
Well,
like, most of us weren't.
It would have been the club.
Most of us were at home, and like you and I, we were minding our business.
It would have been the club, though.
We weren't.
People are going back to the club, especially because allegedly COVID is acting
like what I was trying to say, though.
But that's where the pores go.
Huh?
The pores go to the club.
Yeah, so what's your point?
My point is, people fight. It doesn't matter. That aspect
doesn't matter how rich you are. People don't fight and stuff like that, but it's not always.
But you said it was a class issue.
But it's not always. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
What is the class?
Part of it is that the reason why it's so thrown up in our face, mm-hmm, is because they got money. If they didn't, people fight all the time, every day, every night.
Mm-hmm.
Are we hearing about it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But it's not like something that, oh, just breaks the, I don't know. I guess for me, it's been kind of annoying because I felt like, well, ever since it came out, that's all that's has been like on social media.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's
why
like,
it's a slap heard around the world.
Yeah.
It's Slapgate.
But it's like, why are we so caught up in
because it's
stuff
Will Smith.
Like that?
Will Smith usually doesn't do much of anything other than his business.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's his business. What does that have to do with me?
It's not just his business. He brought his business up into Chris Rock's face on the Oscars where everyone saw it. It was an altercation that happened very publicly. That's the thing. I guess your stance is you don't care.
I don't care. I don't care. Yes, there's like, you know, what everybody's talking about as far as like feelings and stuff like that.
The
and,
think
and,
pieces.
And, you know, like alopecia, which is,
well,
that's, you know,
that's how
something
that's
real
that's
and all
what
that
the
kind
joke
of
was
stuff.
Initially. So, that's why he got this part of the reason why he got slapped.
Yeah,
is because Jada has alopecia, and people seem to think that it's like a mild, like meh type of thing, but it's a bit more serious than people understand, and it's a lot more emotionally and mentally taxing than what people understand. So I guess in people's minds, it's I don't know, I guess it's a trivial, I guess, situation that Jade is dealing with in people's eyes as far as her having alopecia, so that's why the joke wasn't that big of a deal to some people, so it didn't warrant Will, you know, slapping him. But at the same time, even if it's not, it's not like he was warranted, but that's part of the thing that, like, what was interesting to me is that Chris, as I've mentioned this before, Chris Rock, he made the movie, he had the documentary made, Good Hair.
Yeah, right.
And
this
he
is
a
great documentary.
Yeah. It was really interesting. And he is a black man who was married to a black woman who has black children. I'm sure he has daughters. I'm just wondering how he had what brain fart led him to think it was a good idea to even talk about Jada's hair. You never talk about a black woman's hair. I don't care what is on top of their head. At the very least, you don't do it publicly in their face. You know, and I think that's part of the conversation is basically awareness about alopecia, right? And how it's a bigger deal than what people make of it. And also just reiterating the history that black women have with their hair. And a lot of people were talking about Will mostly and his reaction. But then there's also Jada that was sitting there literally just minding her own business. Just, you know, sitting there trying to, you know, go through the Oscars. And we mentioned this before, they had actually boycotted the Oscars. Until Will was about to win.
That's the point. Like, these people aren't genuine. Why do I even want to, like, I don't want to waste my time with them. They're talking about, yeah, I'm down for the community. I'm here.
Who said they're down for the community?
Do you remember what old Oscar So White was all about?
Oh,
black
you mean the
people
black
not
community?
Getting their stuff.
Yes.
Black people not getting their due.
I don't know that they said they were down for the community.
I'm paraphrasing.
They didn't say anything about being down for the community. They basically
It was
two things
a
happening.
Thing,
yeah,
it
was
a
racial
thing.
So yeah, but it's not the whole community. It's black actors.
Okay.
That's
black actors.
That community.
Even if that's an issue.
That doesn't
for
include
you,
us.
Don't show up. Be consistent. If you don't like them, don't show up.
That much is true.
That for me is like,
they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
You shouldn't even be there.
Get to even be able to slap Chris in the face. If Jada weren't even there, then, you know, Chris wouldn't have had her to pick at. And then he wouldn't have got
That's
slapped.
Why I said, like, these are rich people. They don't do stuff that's rational to me.
You think rich people are just weird in general? They're not just regular humans?
Yeah,
Just humans with more money.
It's not just about that. A lot of times, what they're concerned about is making more money. And you can't tell me that somebody's not going to make more money off of this.
How would that
Chris
happen?
Chris Rock is going to make some money.
Well, yeah, sure, but it's not like he orchestrated
it
to make more money.
And the Oscars got the biggest ratings they've had in however many times.
It wasn't on purpose. It was incidental.
Yes.
It was.
But the main point was, which is what I was trying to say, which I was having a hard time actually bringing that up, is that, you know, in this particular case, Will and Jada, but it's not just them. What's the word that I'm looking for? It's very, not volatile, but, capricious, like based on based on the popularity, what's popular at that time. So, like, and whatever the year it was where it was Oscars so white, mm-hmm. where, you know, they were boycotting the Oscars, mm-hmm. you know, they had that stance. And then less than, it, you know, however few many years later when, oh, now he has a one of the top movies, he's a contender, oh, now let me go back. You know,
and he was like, getting an award.
He's getting an award. But it's like, well, if you were so, if you had such a big problem with the Oscars, you know, why? So now once you get an award, then it's cool for you to show up?
You think he should have just stayed home and they could have mailed it to him?
It's inconsistent. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm. It's inconsistent. Mm.
But he black, though. So maybe he felt like the Oscars were getting a little more black since he won an award.
Get out of here. It's a selfish thing. That's what I'm trying to say. It's selfish.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, you know, the reason why we like Kevin on stage so much is because he's trying to build his own thing. He's trying to build his own thing that's independent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, like, you know.
But Will has a production company.
Yeah.
That's his own thing.
So, but when he feels like it's, but again, it goes back to what I was saying before. He had the production company at that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you had that production company at that time, why didn't you focus more on building something that would focus on black actors and them actually getting their due respect outside of the Academy?
Mm.
If you're going to boycott the Oscars, boycott them every single year.
Mm-hmm.
But that also like kind of goes back to the NFL thing, though, too.
Mm.
Because, you know, the NFL was boycotted for
5 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
10 minutes.
A year.
Okay, so 10
probably
minutes.
Probably a year.
Okay, 10 minutes. There's only one season, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NFL is insidious.
You know, but there, because personally for me, there's things that are issues that are much more important,
mm-hmm.
that we need to be up in arms about, mm-hmm. and taking care of,
mm-hmm.
instead of what celebrity slapped the other celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, alopecia is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, infant mortality is real.
Hmm?
Or,
what? Infant mortality?
Infant mortality.
Infant mortality.
Yes, infant mortality.
Okay.
And what's the other one? The mother, what's the one related to that? Mothers?
Yeah. Black mothers.
What's the statistic?
I don't know. I know it's infant mortality, pregnant woman mortality. I don't know the exact phrase, but especially just black women, but I guess more specifically pregnant black women do end up dying in hospitals. But I guess you're saying there, you know, there are more important things.
There are much more pressing issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yes.
So,
people are going to be talking about this for a while, for at least this entire week. Probably next week, too.
And also, kind of like looking at it from a personal note, their marriage is not how I do marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, It's totally different.
So you wouldn't stand up for me if, well, figuratively.
Of course I would stand up for you. But I don't have, we don't have all that other garbage and baggage that they got going on.
Yeah.
You know, and the way that we operate in our marriage is different, mm-hmm. you know? So.
So you think that if we're going to boycott something, we're going to stick to it?
I mean, things can change.
Yeah.
I mean, the Montgomery boycott, it wasn't forever.
Mm-hmm.
They reached their goal.
Do you think the Smiths feel like they reached their goal since Will got an Oscar?
Come on.
Yeah, we can still count. We can still count on one hand the amount of Black Oscar winners. So no, but I had to say that. I just.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like what we have to learn how to do is like really. Be able to empower our own self-worth,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that it's not, you know, it's not so much tied to if I'm getting an award or somebody is acknowledging my work or, you know, because.
Especially the Caucasians is basically what it was.
Yeah, because historically they have never. Honored our work.
Mm-hmm. And I think Halle Berry is still the only Black woman to win an Oscar. Didn't she win an Oscar?
Yeah, and you know what she won it for?
Yeah, a degrading role.
So.
I mean, it could have been worse, right? Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But at least like, Will Smith's character.
Why are we fighting, you know, why are we fighting to be in places where we're not wanted? Build our own stuff.
Because they're, like, building our own stuff. Like, it's taken a long time for this country to have been built, and it was built on our backs specifically. So it's one of those things where it's like, we were raised here. We built this stuff, so why would we go elsewhere when we should be able to live where we are? You know, I think that's part of what it is.
So,
and it's also a bit easier to try and shove ourselves into what is already established instead of trying to create our own thing, because what's already established at this point in time is just that, pretty well established. So for Black people to create our own thing, it's going to take a while. But also, we can't convince the entire community of Black actors to create their own Hollywood, which would be the thing to do, but the thing of it is, Hollywood has more money. Right? And actors have gotten their money from Hollywood, mostly. So.
That's where their allegiance lies.
It's not even about allegiance, that's just more where their checks lie. So
checks don't buy allegiance?
Checks are a result of working at an establishment. Not necessarily allegiance. That's like saying you have allegiance to Krispy Kreme. Or, you know, like, it's not like you have an allegiance to your job. It's more so, I work here, they pay me, then I go home. And at least when you're an actor, there's certain love. You at some point in time, you possibly get accolades. Regular jobs, I mean, accolades don't really happen all that often, if at all. You know. as far as getting recognized for your work. And I think that's part another part of the thing, as far as winning an Oscar or something like that,
mm-hmm.
is that when actors put in that work, they want that recognition, right? And so, if they don't get that recognition, they can get testy. But when they do, it's like, hey, this is something I can put it on my wall. It's not quite a participation trophy, but it's something a little bit better. You know, it seems menial to us, but it also, actors, their job is literally acting. So when they get rewarded for their efforts, it's a feel-good thing. And they're not necessarily, I don't know how hard they're thinking about it as far as like, oh, this is a white established thing or whatever. The Oscars shouldn't matter, right? But then again, on an intrinsic level, people like to be acknowledged for the work that they've put in. Even if we try and tell ourselves, oh, well, it doesn't matter if I'm acknowledged for whatever and ever, because I know my value and my worth, which can be true, but also it helps others acknowledge the work that you've put in, right? So that's probably just what Will was thinking, and Jade is probably like, look, babe, you finally got that. You know, you've been working however many years to get this, and you finally got it. And then when we get here, all your other emotions get brought up because Chris Rock said something to your wife. And then, like Kev said, it's possible that with unconsciously and slightly on a conscious level, all of the years of frustration that Will was feeling just came up, lifted him up out of that chair, up to the stage to slap Chris. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. So, you know, it's... this country has been in the making, even though the foundation is incredibly rotten. A lot of stuff has been in the making for a good while. And unfortunately, because of capitalism, money is what creates a lot of establishments and things. So it's not as if we cannot make our own thing. It's just that it's costly. So, yeah. So I guess we can maybe end it here, since it's been like an hour. I'm pretty sure the recording is going to yell at me in 8 minutes to let me know that it's been nearly an hour.
Well, the good news is our family's doing well.
Yes. Nobody has slapped anybody here.
Nobody has had to slap anyone.
Kimani has tempted me, I will say it. Potty training is hard. He is something else. He really is. But he did graduate from clinical ABA therapy. So
that deserves a hand clap.
Yay! Excellent job for our boy. He's wonderful. He is so smart, and he picks up on things so quick. And he's doing so well at clinic therapy that they were about to start running out of reasons to have insurance cover his service in the clinic. And the next step is here at home. But the problem is that the person who's supposed to be here helping him with therapy has called off at least 3 times thus far. And it's only been, what, 2 weeks? Maybe.
So we're hoping that this will be resolved here pretty soon.
That is the hope. Our son is taking a late nap.
And this the therapist that he's been working with has, even though they've missed a few days, they've actually and helped him to continue to make progress.
Yes, and we just need it to get to a point where he's able to work with us parents and continue the progress. We have seen some positive changes. I do think that the most difficult process of this whole thing will be the potty training. Yep, and there it is. Heads up, the maximum is 60 minutes. It's yelling at me. So the Anchor podcast has a maximum of 60 minutes.
And we want to thank everyone who has listened to this point.
If you've made it this far, you are a rock star as well. Let's clap for them. The probably 1 to 2 people that made it to the end. The 1 to 2 people who listened to this podcast. Thank you so much. If you have any feedback, which no one ever does, feel free to share it. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them. I have created an Instagram, a Candid Journey podcast. I will put it in the description. I have not yet created a Candid Journey podcast anywhere else. I think maybe I'll create a Twitter account for it. But yeah. This podcast is probably a little bit scattered, a little bit all over the place, but such as pretty much every podcast that I post. I say I'll try to be more consistent, but the way my life is, who knows? I don't get paid to do this podcast. That would be nice, but I don't, so. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't be consistent. According to Kev on Stage and other content creators, consistency is key. And since putting my face on camera is a challenge because of editing, the very least I can do is run my mouth and post it. Is there anything else?
Like I said, thank you. Big shout out and thank you to everyone who joined us.
Yes, thank you, husband, for joining me for this episode of the podcast. You didn't have to, but I appreciate your input and participation.
Excellent.
Alrighty. Well, good day. Good night. And let's all try to keep our hands to ourselves.